Having trouble keeping up with the fast pace of change in publishing? Well, maybe it's time for summer school. Welcome to Beyond the Book, Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series on the business of media and publishing. My name is Christopher Keneally, and now in its third year, the Yale Publishing Course, held on the Ivy League School's New Haven campus, makes a point of emphasizing the academic. Participants are called students, but that doesn't mean the learning program is an elementary one. The Yale Publishing Course targets mid-level to senior-level professionals in two tracks, book publishing and magazine and digital publishing. But the courses are taught by industry leaders, and the lessons are those from the real world, not the ivory tower. Joining me to tell us more is Tina Weiner, the course director. Tina, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we're very happy to have you tell us about the Yale Publishing Course. And we should tell people by way of background that before taking this latest role at Yale, you were the publishing director of Yale University Press, which is one of the largest American university presses. And in that time, in that role, you were instrumental in forging co-publishing and distribution arrangements with many art museums in the U.S. and abroad, and were also the liaison with YUP's London office. So your own experience in publishing, I'm sure, has shaped a lot of what the course is about. And so, as I mentioned, we are now in the third year for the Yale Publishing Course. What's coming up in 2012? What's new for 2012?
Well, the focus of the course at Yale has several tracks. There's 1 week is books, 1 week is magazines, but both weeks are concentrating more on leadership strategies, management issues, business issues, technology, and primarily looking at publishing as a global enterprise. Our body of students are from all over the world, at least 20 different countries at each session. And what's so fascinating about that is that at the course, the students don't just learn from each other, from the professors, they learn from each other as well. So that the fact that there are all these different countries represented makes it very interesting and diverse and dynamic, and people can find out what's going on in other parts of the world with whom they will be doing increasing amount of business. So it is very unique in that regard. And it, among other courses, it is a course that really concentrates on not just facts about publishing and what's going on, but how to think about publishing, and primarily how to think about publishing and where it's going in the future.
Right. And, you know, there are two tracks. So there's the magazine and digital publishing track on July 15th that week, and then following that, the book publishing track on July 22nd. And they're both about leadership strategies. That's what it's called. So this, again, is really about the real world. And I'm wondering, given that international atmosphere, are the problems that the businesses are having or feeling in the United States shared around the world?
Absolutely, more and more so. And that's why it is so beneficial to have everybody together there. And people think that America is always taking the lead in some things. And in some areas, that is true. But what has been fascinating to me, having sat in on every session for the past 2 years, is how many innovative ideas are coming from elsewhere, and that we do have things to learn from people abroad, and also in terms of what they're looking to American publishers to tell them and how to work with them in the future.
Right. Well, this is, again, very much a startup. You're now entering your third year, but you're there on the Yale campus, a highly esteemed Ivy League university. What's it like to be bringing this into the Yale environment? How do you draw upon Yale's resources to make this a special course?
That's a great question, and we draw upon Yale resources in various ways. We have some faculty members from the university who speak at the course, particularly from the Yale School of Management, and those speakers talk about more theoretical issues like how to deal with a company, whether it's publishing or not, in a time of transition, how to motivate your staff, how to do a strategic plan, and also talking about how the creative destruction that goes on in any business and how to deal with it. And the feedback from the people who attend, from the participants, is it brings them back to what they remembered as their own classroom experience. And just being on a university campus, I think, creates a dynamic that is totally different than a conference you go to in the basement of some huge hotel where you're sitting with 1,000 other people. This is really a classroom experience, and I see people just falling into the patterns that they remembered from school and graduate school, and that is really fun. We also take advantage of some of the features of the campus. We visit the Beinecke Library. We have some events on campus. We do a tour of campus. And one of the purposes of the course, and I think one of the prime things that's important to me, is that it takes you out of your own publishing company. It takes you out of your business day-to-day environment and puts you in a situation that's almost more like a think tank, where you're here to talk about publishing and immerse yourself in publishing in a classroom setting rather than in a conference setting. And I think that by the second or third day, the class comes together. These are people who've never met each other before. It is not purely social, where people come from one company and hang out with the people from their company. They all meet and become friends. I'm always amazed to see how people from all over the world with all different positions in publishing by the end of the week really feel that they have had a common experience, and it's very gratifying. And the feedback I get is that they not only learn, but they have a great deal of fun too.
Well, some of the professors, if we can call them that for the sake of this discussion, are really among the very top in the publishing business here in the U.S. and abroad. I see some names that I recognize. You've got George Gibson, who is the publishing director at Bloomsbury Publishing, and many others from publishing strictly. But then you've also got Tom Turvey coming in from Google. He's the director of strategic partnerships there. Tell us about some of the faculty.
Well, the faculty is chosen there's kind of two ways I think about it. Is first of all, my goal in this course was to create a course that I wish I had had the time and the opportunity to attend. So when I think about the program, and that's what I pretty much devote most of my time to, is the curriculum. I think about what issues I, as a publisher, wanted to learn more about, and not on a surface way, but delve deeply into. And then I ask around, or if I already know, then I use people I know, of who would be the best person to talk about this. So I approach it more like, if we want to talk about what's going to happen in Google in the future, who is the best person at Google to discuss that? And if we want to talk about what the international scene in magazine publishing is, Duncan Edwards at Hearst is the best person to talk about that. But on top of that, it's not even that simple, because I then want to make sure that this is a person who is good at teaching and is receptive to the idea of having this kind of classroom situation. And most of the speakers, many of whom speak elsewhere, do a very different presentation at Yale because the atmosphere is different. They have a longer period of time to deal with the issue. It's very much a dialogue, so they will present what they're talking about, but throughout their presentation, people will ask questions of them and of each other. So that the fact that they know their subject well is one part of it, but the other part of the reason I would have chosen them is because I know that they are good teachers and very generous with their time and experience.
Well, I wonder what the dynamic of the classroom is like, and I understand the participation is limited, so again, it is very much like school in that way. The classroom is only so big, but in that classroom, you could have a student who might be a competitor of another student in the business world outside that classroom. How does that tension get handled?
There, I have to honestly tell you, there is never that tension. That, you know, that isn't the atmosphere, that isn't what it's about. And they're not really competing for anything. They're just talking about their issues and particularly asking questions on things that they are having trouble solving. And they would ask not only the speaker, who's an industry expert, but other people in the room who are experts in that. And some of the sessions, for example, we have a session on ethical dilemmas. And it's led by Dorothy Kalins and Dick Stolle, and they present.
And where are they from, Tina? Tell us about them.
Dorothy Kalins was the founding editor of Savoir and Metropolitan Home magazine, and has her own business. And Dick Stolle was the founding editor of People magazine. And what we do is they present some ethical dilemmas and talk to the class about what would you do about this? Would you publish this? Or if it's a conflict of interest situation, they've also requested some of the students to send in their own ethical dilemmas, and they discuss that. That particular session is highly interactive. Other ones are more given in that the lecturer will talk about a subject and then people will ask questions. And there is never, I don't think there's ever been a sense of people are there to compete. It's really they're there to discuss the same issue and think deeply about it.
And maybe it's that campus setting that lets them put the business world behind. We are talking to Tina Weiner, who is the course director for the Yale Publishing course coming up in New Haven in July. And Tina, I understand that you've had a student graduate to join the faculty. Tell us that story.
Oh, right. I know who you're talking about. One of the people who came, this is a very interesting story. It's a woman named Nina Wildorf who came. The first year she heard about the course, she said she sent her assistant. And the second year, she sent herself because her assistant had come back and said she learned so much. And during the course of the time she was there, she was totally engaged and asked wonderful questions. And after the week was over, I had said to her, I said, you know, you were so engaged in this. Would you be willing to talk to me more and become an advisor to the course? We have many of the speakers, in addition to speaking at the course, also advise me throughout the year of issues they think we should discuss and people who they recommend discuss them. And she agreed to do that. In the course of one of our discussions, we talked about a session on different alternative ways of launching an online-only publication. And she was so insightful about that that I asked her if she would actually lead that session. And now she is not only an alum of the Yale Publishing course, but a speaker at it.
Well, as somebody who has to pull this conference together every year, I bet you're pretty persuasive at bringing people into the faculty. And I want to ask you how you keep up, how Yale is keeping up with the changes that are going on. I mean, this has been or will be the third year. You got started in 2010. And frankly, the world has changed even in that very short period of time. What's changed about the course as well?
The publishing world is changing so quickly that we used to talk, the first year I talked a lot about transition, and now I'm using the word revolution more and more because things have changed so dramatically. I keep up by talking to people throughout the year that are in the industry, reading everything I can lay my hands on, watching everything that's happening, and then sorting through with my advisors of all the myriad of issues that are coming up, which ones are at that moment most pressing. And what's interesting is that most of the speakers we talk early in the year in general about what they will present, but by the time they come to preparing their actual talks, things have changed so much that they very often change the focus. So it's very much up to date. I have had speakers sit next to me while another speaker is talking, changing their PowerPoints because something has just happened that they read about in the Times and they're going to weave it into their talk. So it's very much meant to be cutting edge. And it is, and we all keep up. It's almost impossible to keep up with the changes, but I feel like, in a way, I have a wonderful aspect of my job is that it is my job to keep up and to know and to find out who knows more than I do about it.
Well, you know, I think the point you made about changing from calling it the transition to digital to the revolution says it all. Is there a sense that perhaps coming into the Yale campus that this gives people a chance to briefly, I don't want to say escape, but to hold off the storm for just a minute and think clearly, even if it's only for a week?
Well, I don't think that they come in thinking of holding off the storm, but I think what they do come in thinking is taking yourself right out of the midst of it and looking at it in a broader perspective than just your own publishing company. But what do these trends mean worldwide? And it's very hard on the day-to-day when everybody in publishing seems to be endlessly busy and you're racing from deadline to meeting to writing something and you learn from your colleagues that you work with, but you never really get the opportunity to completely pull yourself out and just think about it from a totally different perspective and hear other people's perspectives on it. And that's why I have so many speakers, as opposed to having just one or two faculty people lead throughout the week. I want a variety of perspectives presented. We also don't have panels because we're not looking for snapshots from people. We want somebody to take an issue and dig into it really deeply. And I'm two things I really would comment about our speakers is, one, how seriously they take this assignment. So they often give a talk that they have given nowhere else. And the second thing is the enthusiasm with which they give their talks and how they themselves love the opportunity. And I've had speakers say to me, who some stay for more than just their own talk, but stay for a good part of the week, that one of them once said to me, "I love being a speaker here, but I'd much rather be a participant and be here the entire week."
Oh, that's great. And, you know, I guess the question I have to ask, it's the one that any prospective student really asks the tour guide when they get that tour, is not about the classes, Tina, but about what happens after class is over. What's the social life like? What's the atmosphere outside the classroom in New Haven for all these students?
Well, I try not to ask everything that goes on, and it's not my business. But what happens is we do have a lot of social events. We have dinners together. We have meals together. We have receptions together. And what I have heard from people is that after a very long day of a lot of talk, they do enjoy themselves in the evening. New Haven has some wonderful restaurants and bars and places to dance. And I usually go home preparing for the next day, but I gather from what I hear the next day and how some people look that they've had a very nice evening.
Well, it sounds great. Listen, we have been enjoying our chat with Tina Weiner, who is the course director for the Yale Publishing Course, coming to New Haven in July 15th, and the following week, July 22nd. Tina Weiner, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Chris. It was fun.
It was fun to have you on. Okay. Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as now images, movies, and television shows. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, copyright.com/beyondthebook. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.